AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department reports 372,000 jobs were added last month. Economist Gus Vaucher says this is not the problem with the economy right now.
The economy is doing well in mid-2022. We are dealing with very high inflation, and that is a serious problem. But economic growth is very good in the middle of this year.
The report will likely mean more sharp increases in interest rates from the Federal Reserve to try to cool the economy and slow price increases. A former member of the Japanese Navy, Tetsuya Yamagami, is under arrest, charged with the shooting death of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Here's the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Police say Yamagami used a gun that was obviously handmade, about 15 inches long. They confiscated similar weapons and his personal computer when they raided his nearby one-room apartment.
Services are scheduled to remember three of the seven people killed on the 4th of July at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Thursday, it was a vigil.
When we need the names of the 10 people killed in Buffalo, the 19 kids and two teachers killed in Uvalde.
Congressman Brad Schneider, a Democrat who represents Highland Park, linked the July 4th parade shooting to recent massacres in New York and Texas.
We're reading the names of people murdered with weapons of war.
That sound courtesy WLS. Today, services are scheduled for two beloved grandfathers and a former synagogue preschool teacher, 63-year-old Jacqueline Sundheim, 88-year-old Stephen Strauss, and 78-year-old Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza. Services for 69-year-old Eduardo Uvaldo are scheduled for Saturday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Trump White House counsel Pat Cipollone is on Capitol Hill for a private interview with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Cipollone has been a sought-after witness. This is AP News. Portugal declared an eight-day state of alert.
The problem is the heat. It'll be as hot as 109 degrees Fahrenheit in drought-stricken Portugal over the next few days, and they're worried about the risk of wildfires. Portugal has a history of dramatic forest fires. In 2017, blazes killed more than 100 people, shocking the country so much that it worked to improve its forest management strategies. Nobody has died in a wildfire since then. Climate scientists say all of southern Europe can expect higher temperatures and lower rainfall as a consequence of global warming. I'm Rita Foley.
No gorings were reported on day two of the San Fermin Festival bull run in the Spanish city of Pamplona. The Red Cross says six people were taken to the hospital with injuries. One of the people hurt was stomped on his back by a bull. The running of the bulls in Pamplona is followed by drinking, eating, and attending cultural events for the rest of the day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.